truncated cone flared as the metal dead center of the shot boiled away into glowing gas. The rest of the craft seemed intact, though, and Luke was just lining up for a second shot when the hatch at the top abruptly popped open. And through the opening, a monstrous robot-like figure came charging out. What?
It's a space trooper,
Han snapped back.
A stormtrooper in zero-G armor. Hang on!
He spun the Falcon around away from the space trooper, but not before there was a flash from a protuberance atop the other's backpack, and the hull around Luke slammed with a violent concussion. Han rolled the ship around, blocking Luke's view, as another concussion rocked them. And then they were pulling away. Pulling away, but with agonizing slowness. Luke swallowed hard, wondering what kind of damage they'd taken.
Han! Luke! You all right?
Wedge's voice called anxiously.
Yeah, for now,
Han called back.
You get the TIE fighters?
Yes. I think the mole miner's still underway, though.
Well, then blast it,
Han said.
Nothing cute. Just blow it apart. But watch out for that space trooper. He's using miniature proton torpedoes or something. I'm trying to draw him away. I don't know if he'll fall for it.
He's not,
Wedge said grimly.
He's staying right on top of the mole miner. They're heading for a passenger liner. Looks like they'll make it, too.
Han swore under his breath.
Probably got a few regular stormtrooper buddies still in there. All right, I guess we do this the hard way. Hang on, Luke. We're going to ram him.
We're what?
Luke's last word was lost in the roar from the engines as Han sent the Falcon flying straight out and then around in a hard turn. The mole miner and space trooper came back into Luke's line of sight. Wedge had been wrong. The space trooper wasn't standing by the damaged mole miner. He was, in fact, sidling quickly away from it. The twin protuberances on top of his backpack began flashing again, and a couple of seconds later, the Falcon's hull began ringing with proton torpedo blasts.
Get ready,
Han called. Luke braced himself, trying not to think about what would happen if one of those torpedoes hit his canopy, and trying, too, not to wonder if Han could really ram the space trooper without also plowing into the passenger liner directly behind him. Ignoring the proton blast, the Falcon continued accelerating. And without warning, Han dropped the ship beneath the space trooper's line of fire.
Wedge, go!
From beneath Luke's line of sight, an X-Wing flashed upward, laser cannon blazing, and the mole miner shattered into flaming dust.
Good shot,
Han told him, a note of satisfaction in his voice, as he veered underneath the liner, nearly taking the Falcon's main sensor dish off in the process.
Here you go, hotshot. Enjoy your view of the battle.
Belatedly, the light dawned. He was listening in on our channel, Luke said. You just wanted to decoy him into moving away from the mole miner.
You got it,
Han said.
I figured he'd tap in. Imperials always do when they can.
He trailed off. What is it? Luke asked.
I don't know,
Han said slowly.
There's something about this whole thing that keeps poking at me. I can't figure out what it is. Never mind. Our hotshot space trooper will keep for now. Let's go hit some more mole miners.